Tony, I'm making an audio for my website. Is that okay? My name is James. You said God bless you. Do you know who God blesses according to the scriptures? Does he bless everyone according to the scriptures?
Yes.
No. Not true. You know what it says? It says God blesses those who obey him. And you know how you obey God?
By following his commandments.
Yes, by following Christ who made the way through his shed blood and his resurrection. And Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. I have a question. Can you keep the commandments of God and watch covetous sports? Isn't that one of the Ten Commandments? Thou shalt not covet, winning, glory.
I guess it really depends on what you have in your mind, what you have in your heart.
How about, no, it's not what's in your heart. Jesus said you know a tree by its fruit. So how about what Jesus said about a tree and a fruit? The fruit of a tree. So if a tree has godly fruit, the Bible says to be a friend of the world, James 4:4 makes you an enemy of God. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, it says it makes you an enemy of God. You're in hostility and enmity with God when you're a friend of the world. Why is that? Do you know why? You seem like a man that's not a mocker. I want to tell you why. Because there's two kingdoms in this world. There's the kingdom of Christ. It's invisible now. It's in his people. One day it's going to come in power and glory when he returns. And then there's the kingdom of Satan. I offer to you that this is the kingdom of Satan. And this culture, politics, sports. Have you seen the world, how corrupt it is?
There are worse things than this, my brother.
There are worse things than this, but it doesn't matter. If it's worse than this, better than this, it doesn't matter. If it's outside the kingdom of God, it's in the kingdom of Satan, you'll be judged for it. One lie or being a mass murderer will put you in the outside of the kingdom of God. Did you know that?
I know that.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter how bad or worse it is. So on that gospel card you have, if you claim God, see, here's the thing. If you claim Christ, I mean, if you go to a religious church system, all these man-made church systems, Catholic, Orthodox, Methodist, any flavor you can name. I just had to rebuke the Jehovah's Witnesses, the Mormons. These are all man-made. Jesus said you worship God in vain with your man-made doctrines. So whatever faith you practice, let's say you're Orthodox, you can't take your faith in there if it's of God. Now, you could take man-made faith in there because they say, you lay it down, then when you come out, you go to church on Sunday, you act holy. But the true faith of God, your heart and your life is transformed, and you know the fruit, you know you're of God, you no longer want that. I used to be in there. I used to be one of them. You no longer want it. Are you married?
I am.
Do you run around and sleep with other women against your wife?
No.
Why? Because you're committed to your wife. To do that would be what?
Actually, not only that. I'm not only committed to my wife. I'm committed to myself. I'm committed to my son.
Okay.
I'm
committed to your family.
Doing the right thing.
So here's the thing. If you're committed to God, that's physical adultery if you go lay with another woman, or if I would. If you're committed to God, you know what you can't. You know what he hates even worse, Tony? Spiritual adultery. Israel. Go read the Old Testament. Israel practiced spiritual adultery over and over, and they made idols like this. This is like an idol. You know what an idol is? An idol is anything you give more time and effort to than God. You think these people are loving God with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength as they're partaking in this?
That's between them and God.
No, it's not. It's not between them and God. We can see their fruit. We can see their fruit. On Judgment Day, it will be between them and God. The street preacher's job, I may have come just for you today. The street preacher's job is to remind people that there's two kingdoms. You can't live in, you can't partake in that kingdom and claim to be of the kingdom of God. You can't claim you love your wife while you lay with whores. Makes sense, doesn't it? What if you laid with some another woman and somebody said, well, we don't know Tony's heart. We would know your heart.
No, that's a big difference.
No, that's not a big difference because he said, don't be of the world.
That's the big difference. Why?
He said, don't be of the world.
Because adultery is actually mentioned in all the holy texts.
Right.
What if you're a Christian, a Muslim, or a Jew?
Okay.
We know that adultery.
It doesn't matter, a Muslim or Jew. In the New Testament, it tells you not to be of the world and come out of the world.
Something like this.
That's the world.
You can actually argue that it's a gray area.
Oh, no. It's not a gray area. It's covetous. It's fleshly. It's pride. Proud. God hates pride. It's idle time. It's a waste of God's resources.
Let me give you another example. In Saudi Arabia.
It sounds like that's where you're from. Or no. Where are you from?
France.
Oh, France. Okay.
In Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia controls the... out of three holiest sites in Islam, they control two.
Yep.
Mecca, Medina.
Yep.
The third one is Al-Quds,
right.
Jerusalem.
Yep.
Over there, they have horse races and they have camel races.
Yep.
Now, if it were, and they are extremely, when it comes to religion, they're extreme when it comes to religion. And yet, they let the people go, they can watch football, but when it's time to pray, they go and pray.
They're hypocrites. That's called lip service.
Come on, man.
See, come on, Islam, man. Islam is of Satan.
No.
Allah, you're not Muslim, are you?
I am Muslim.
Oh, okay. I love you. I got to tell you the truth. Islam was made by one man over 20 years. No signs, no miracles. You look at the scriptures, thousands of years, many, many authors. Jesus comes and rises again. And I can prove to you Islam is false. Ready? I can prove to you Islam is false. Real quick. They say, who is Jesus?
Prophet of God.
Do prophets lie?
No.
Did Jesus say he was the Son of God?
According to us, no.
Yes. He said he was the Son of God according to the scriptures. And they say, Muslims say there's no Son of God. They make Jesus a liar. And so no. It proves that Islam is wrong. And the thing is, you can't atone for your own sin.
You are wrong, Ren. I'm sorry to tell you this. But in Islam, we never said Jesus was wrong. Ever.
But the scriptures say he is a liar per you.
As a matter of fact,
he's the son of God.
If you call yourself a Muslim and you reject Jesus, you cannot call yourself a Muslim.
Right.
You have to accept.
But that's only because he's a prophet. Jesus also said he was God. He told them in John, I am. Before Abraham was, I am. Why do you think they picked up stones to try to kill him? Just because they didn't like him? Blasphemy. He was calling himself God. I am. And did you notice something else? All of the men worshiped Jesus. Go look in the book of Matthew. Many accounts where they worshiped Jesus. Do you know, you believe in the Old Testament, or I believe the Islam.
Yes.
Was it sinful to worship anything but God?
It was sinful.
They worshiped Jesus.
According to who?
According to the Holy Scriptures. So here's the thing. The Bible is more documented with more manuscripts to back it up. I would encourage you to test, as a Muslim, I would encourage you to test who Jesus Christ is. And you will find, when you find out who Jesus Christ is, Islam falls apart. I believe in love, and I respect you as a person. I don't respect Islam. I respect you as a person because I love you. I believe Allah is Satan. He's the dark one. He's the avenger.
Well, you know what Allah means?
Well, in many different languages, it means God.
It means God.
Yeah.
Now, if you go to a Christian church, if you go to a church in Syria or Egypt,
right.
When they talk about God, they say Allah. They say Allahi.
Yeah, yeah. I understand that. It's just another
Aramaic
word. Yeah.
Aramaic.
I understand
Allahi.
It. But I mean Allah of the Quran. Allah of the Quran, I believe, is Satan.
God.
No, it's not.
It's the God of Abraham,
the God
of Moses, the God of Jesus.
The fruit is, total fruit is your life. Christ was holy. Christ called people out of the world. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. The Bible all over tells us to not be of the world, to be holy, to not live like the world, to not live in carnality, don't live in the flesh, to live in the sin. And this is all of that. And so what I would ask you to say is test your heart. If your heart, well, if you're a Muslim, you haven't been. If your heart has not been born again, you must be born again. And when your heart is born again, you don't want this no more. I was the worst of the worst. I was into all this stuff. But when your heart's transformed and it's set on the kingdom of God, now I retired early and I fund myself. I don't take anybody's money. And I preach this. So check out the gospel. Check out my website. I'd love to email with you and communicate with you more, Tony.
Absolutely.
Thank you for your respectful communication. I do love you. I disagree with your faith, but I love you. I'll pray for you that you repent and let me know. Email me.
I love you. I do not disagree with your faith.
You do. Jesus is the Son of God.
I do not disagree with you.
I love you, sir.
Ma'am.
I hope to hear from you sometime.
You.
God be praised. We're here lifting up Jesus Christ, calling people to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Confucius, Muhammad, Buddha, they're all in the grave, but Christ is risen from the grave, the holy King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Turn and repent and seek him while there's time.